You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat. Kerry, I know it hasn't actually been that long since we last spoke, but it seems like, just based on all the activity that has been months, the John Lackey thing seems like old news, but we really haven't had a chance to even discuss that. You've got Castro and, of course, the Ben Zobrist signing. What do you want to start with?
I don't know. I know it was a very hectic 10 minutes for a stretch because we had just met with Theo Epstein, the Cubs president of baseball ops, and then all of a sudden all the news hit, and he was attending a banquet, and we thought maybe he was multitasking during the banquet, you know, and signing all these players, but no. Lackey's probably the biggest addition. He slides into the rotation behind Lester and Arrieta. Theo knows him well from their days with the Red Sox, and Joe Maddon knows him well from their days with the Angels. You know, Joe was joking with us that when they won the World Series in 2002, that Joe was able to pay for his daughter's wedding with the postseason bonus that he received from. So he has always been grateful to Lackey for that. But it's pretty formidable threesome when you think of those guys.
And that was a good deal, too. That's the other thing about that one. Yeah. Because when you look at Zobrist, you know, 4 years, $56 million, it's pricey.
Right.
But Lackey, you know, especially in light of everything else that has gone on in Nashville this week, that's almost looking like a steal now.
Yeah, and they wanted to get that deal done before the Greinke Price deals were done. But 2 years, pitcher that age, it's actually pretty perfect. And for Lackey, considering that he pitched for the minimum salary in 2015 because of the contract that Theo had actually structured when he was with the Red Sox, I think it all makes sense somehow.
So they're in pretty darn good shape there.
Yes. Yeah.
What struck you the most on Tuesday night when the two deals came down at the same time, apparently intertwined?
Yes.
Which one caught you most off guard, if you will?
Well, Zobrist had been rumored to be going to an East Coast team. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, the Mets had acted as if he was theirs already, and I think they'd already, you know, some people I talked to said they already had a locker all set for him, but knowing how much Maddon likes him and likes the super utility kind of guy, it just seemed that there was some way that Joe was going to work his magic there and get him there. He's another great fit. I know Cub fans, I think, wanted, like, superstar headlines, you know, give us a real sexy name that they're going to add. But if you think about it, they already have those guys in the Chris Bryant and Addison Russell and Jorge Soler and Anthony Rizzo. They have those guys. What they're trying to do now is find the pieces that will, you know, the veterans that'll help the kids. They're trying to find the guys like a Lackey who's got some edge to them. You know, they're trying to find the pieces to sort of help these kids make that next step. The other deal, do you want me to segue into that?
Yeah.
Okay. The other deal, they send Starlin Castro to the Yankees for a pitcher, Adam Warren, who probably, again, isn't a household name, and Cub fans are like, but they see him now as someone they can use either as a starter or in the bullpen. He'll get stretched out this spring. That gives them more depth, which is really, when they came into this offseason, that's the one thing they wanted to do. If you look at last season, they stayed fairly healthy, knock on, you know, wood. And they want to make sure that they're ready just in case something happens. That's been a lot of the mantra that we've heard from these guys is what could happen. We want to be prepared if something happens. So,
I mean, maybe I'm in a minority. I think baseball people, though, think the Zobrist name is kind of sexy. I mean, that's a heck of a signing.
Yeah.
And he was obviously coveted by many.
Right.
It's interesting, too, though, that Warren, on the pitching side, represents a lot of that flexibility and versatility that Zobrist brings as well. Zobrist's impact, though, now, of course, a lot of second base time, but a lot of outfield time, left field, that should be a real... Yeah. I don't know where you feel like he's going to have the most impact or help this team the most.
Well, he's actually going to take care of a lot of elements that they were looking for. One, he can play second base. They also can have Javi Baez sub in at second base, so it sort of helps Javi in the transition. Zobrist can play left field. Schwarber is still sort of learning left field a little bit. He could play right field, give Jorge Soler a break. They're trying to get him through a full season, so that would be good. I also see Zobrist filling a need that they had at the top of the order. Losing Dexter Fowler, they didn't have a leadoff man. So now you get Zobrist, you can put him at the top of the order, and that takes care of that. And as we talk now, the Cubs are still looking for a center fielder. And in looking for that center fielder, they don't necessarily have to have somebody who's going to be a leadoff guy slash center field. They could just look for a defensive center fielder, which is what Joe sort of prefers.
Okay, perfect segue, Carrie. You're very good at this.
Okay. I'm learning.
So is this the sexy name then? Is this where it happens? Maybe at center field? I mean, I'm hearing the Hayward rumors and associations here with the Cubs. Is that realistic?
I'm not sure if they're listening. Yeah. I've heard those rumors too. I don't know if Hayward fits in their budget. I know with the Zobrist-Castro deal, that's pretty much a wash in terms of the money involved. Lackey, they were budgeted for. I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. It would be an interesting move, but I think Hayward would be a nice addition. You know, it comes down, you know, you look at the free agent market with the pitching and the amount of money that's being spent there, no one has really taken that step in the position players. So will Hayward be the first? I don't know. The Cubs, I don't think, are willing to go quite as high as some of the numbers I've seen. So it's, we'll have to wait.
So it seems like a stretch on Hayward.
It does a little bit for me, but then again, I've been surprised before.
Well, so. we all have been, Carrie. That's what the Cubs are doing. Who then might be an alternative there? I mean, it is seemingly a crowded outfield, the free agent market.
As of today, I don't know, really. They really want to stress defense. Hayward could play center field for them at Wrigley, I think, and have no problem. If they were at maybe a bigger field like Coors Field, might go a different way. This offseason in winter ball, Javi Baez is going to be playing some center field down in Puerto Rico. That could be an option. They don't really have that speedy center fielder in the system that's quite ready offensively. Albert Almora, who was a number one pick a couple years ago, he could handle it defensively. I just don't know if he's quite ready offensively. I'm going to leave out names, because if I mention somebody, it's kind of like when you bring the gifts and you sort of forget a gift for someone. I'm just afraid I'm going to leave someone out.
Well, the reality is, it sounds like if Zobrist indeed could just be the leadoff guy, from the lineup perspective, you have enough power, you have everything you need. Yeah. You could go with, if you will, a kind of a single tool guy in center field, right?
Sure.
So that does take some pressure off, and I would think open up all kinds of options for them.
Sure. I mean, in a perfect world, Dexter Fowler would come back.
Yeah.
You know, in my perfect world, and a lot of the Cubs players' perfect world, you know, Dexter Fowler would come back. We love Dexter. He was such a huge influence on the kids. I mean, some of the stuff that he did in terms of razzing Chris Bryant was really funny during the course of the season. We have room for his shoes. Dexter has plenty of shoes, but we could make room for the shoes. But this is Dexter's first step into free agency, so I think he really wants to explore that market. But I know that the Cubs have continued conversations with him, so I'm not going to have that totally shut the door on that either.
Yeah. All right, last thing as we wrap up. We're seeing guys like Lackey, like Zobrist and others, choosing the Cubs ostensibly over other options.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for exorbitant sums of money, certainly in the case of Lackey. Is there a Joe Maddon effect to this? You know, is he in fact a bit of a draw in this free agent market?
I'm sure he is. There's several factors. One is Joe and how, you know, players talk to other players. They know what it was like with the Cubs last year. That two, Wrigley Field. Next year they're opening up a 30,000 square foot home clubhouse. You know, who wouldn't want to be part of something like that? You know, all state of the art. And then Wrigley Field itself, you know, is a great ballpark to play in. But I think, and fourth, a lot of players see the young talent and they see the potential there. But I think the biggest factor in free agents wanting to come to the Cubs is they want to be on that team that does it. They want to be on that team that wins the World Series. They want to be that guy. And I think that's a real challenge and a real, really big carrot that's hanging out there for a lot of free agents who are interested.
So far, very effective as well. An exciting winter meeting so far for the Chicago Cubs. It's been another edition. MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.